Taiyo Nippon Sanso Corporation's webcast of the full-year financial statements for the fiscal year ended March 2020 has now commenced.
Firstly, let's touch on the impact of the spread of COVID-19.
The global pandemic started in January 2020, but as of this point in time, no significant obstacles have arisen in terms of the production or supply of industrial gases, even at times when governments in various countries were putting cities into lockdown and taking other measures.
Today's briefing will follow the supplementary materials for consolidated business performance for the FYE 2020 on the corporate website. Those who have the materials, please follow along as we move forward.
Please refer to page 3 for an overview of business performance.
Revenue was 850.2 billion yen, an increase of 109.9 billion yen, or 14.8% year-on-year. Compared to the previous fiscal year, the impact of foreign currency translation was a decrease of 9.9 billion yen. If this is excluded, the result was an increase in revenue of 119.8 billion yen. The impact of the exchange rate was mainly due to the yen's strength against the US dollar, euro, Australian dollar, and Chinese yuan.
Next, core operating income rose to 90.3 billion yen, a year-on-year increase of 24.5 billion yen, or 37.2%. Excluding the impact of foreign currency translation of minus 1.1 billion yen, income increased by 25.6 billion yen.
Furthermore, this is a rebound gain as an advisory fee of 2.7 billion yen related to the acquisition of the European business and an impairment loss of 1.3 billion yen were recorded in the fourth quarter of the previous fiscal year in the gas business in Asia and Oceania in the consolidated results for the previous fiscal year.
Next, non-recurring profit and loss of 3.5 billion yen was recorded for the full year. This was mainly due to recording a gain on sales of land in Japan of 6.5 billion yen and an impairment loss of 3 billion yen associated with the cost of rebuilding and liquidating affiliated companies. Operating income, including this non-recurring profit and loss, was 93.9 billion yen, an increase of 27.1 billion yen, or 40.5%, compared to the previous fiscal year.
In finance costs, a loss of 14.7 billion yen was recorded, and there was a 10 billion yen increase year-on-year on the minus side. This resulted from recording an interest burden for the full year for interest-bearing debt related to raising funds for the acquisition of the European and U.S. HYCO businesses completed in the previous fiscal year.
Net income attributable to owners of the parent was 53.3 billion yen, up 12.1 billion yen, or 29.2% year-on-year. Overall, the group increased revenue and profits.
Let's move on now to the full-year forecast for the fiscal year ending March 2021. Please refer to page 10 in the materials.
We forecast revenue of 830 billion yen, down 20.2 billion yen, or 2.4% year-on-year. Core operating income of 82 billion yen, down 8.3 billion yen, or 9.2%. A core operating income ratio of 9.9%, down 0.7 of a percentage point, and combined operating income is 82 billion yen. The same amount as core operating income, and this is down 11.9 billion yen, or 12.7%. There are no items planned to be recorded as non-recurring profit and loss for the period.
The assumed exchange rate for the fiscal year ending March 2021 is 108 yen to the US dollar and 120 yen to the euro. Assumptions for these forecasts are as follows.
The impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the TNSC Group's financial results is forecast to decrease revenue in industrial gases and hard goods by 15% in the first quarter, and revenue by 10% in the second quarter, and demand is assumed to recover to a level parallel to the previous fiscal year from the third quarter onward. Core operating income is envisaged to fall by 9.7 billion yen year on year.
In electronics, we forecast no direct impact from the spread of COVID-19 and growth in Japan and overseas, as there are no signs of a downward trend in demand at this point in time. Core operating income for the full year is projected to increase by 2 billion yen year on year.
In the thermos business, we forecast a year-on-year loss of 0.9 billion yen in core operating income over the full year, as production plants in the Philippines and Malaysia have stopped operating as of now. And we project an impact on both operations and sales due to COVID-19, mainly in the first quarter for Japan, China, and South Korea.
Regarding other sectors, the company forecasts a year-on-year increase in profits of 0.3 billion yen, with growing income due mainly to price revisions on bulk gas and reduced costs for production and logistics, in spite of a rebound decrease due to the absence of one-time gains recorded in the previous fiscal year.
Furthermore, regarding the financial indicators that I just mentioned now, as assumptions for forecasts, although there has been a decrease in operating cash flow in conjunction with the forecast decrease in earnings, investment cash flow remains under proper control due to such steps as reviewing capital expenditures. That means there will not be a significant decrease from the free cash flow level we communicated following revision of the medium-term business plan's numerical targets. And we forecast dividends and the adjusted debt-to-equity ratio to be in line with the plan.
This earnings forecast is being made at a time when the timing of convergence of risks arising from the spread of COVID-19 remains unknown. And for industrial gases, the risk of a decrease in revenue is considered uniformly based on the circumstances facing it, as the scale and duration of risks for each segment are different. So, we will refrain from displaying the earnings forecast for each segment. If the situation regarding the spread of the virus changes significantly, or it becomes possible to provide an outlook for each segment, the company will disclose such information promptly.